Chris, let's go to some of that that connection with the US. So as you say, MTC is running immigration detention centres in the US there as well. There have been allegations made about the facilities there. What are some of those?
Yeah, so we started looking at this a few weeks back. It became immediately apparent that MTC were very significantly involved in taking detainees who were being caught up in this Donald Trump crackdown on migrants, and they were doing so at facilities that they ran right across the southern border of the US. So they're playing a really significant role. There's been a lot of commentary about the fact that MTC and a handful of other private prison operators are making huge amounts of money from this migrant crackdown, because all of a sudden these detention facilities are overcrowded, they need to be expanded and new ones built. So there's all these contracts flying around for private prison operators like MTC. So we started looking at, okay, well, it's clear that MTC are involved, right? What's their track record? What do we know about the way they're treating people who are coming into their detention through this crackdown? And we went to the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, which most people will have heard of, and they told us, look, there's been a string of complaints about MTC. They involve things like guards assaulting detainees, complaints of really severe overcrowding, so really cramped conditions, people being just absolutely crammed into a single room, the use of solitary confinement as a punishment, which is quite self-evidently a big no-no in when you're talking about not just immigration detention but corrections generally. And we also discovered a complaint about their handling of a death of a detainee who was allegedly not provided proper medical care at the Imperial facility in California. MTC, of course, denies the vast majority of that, but I think it's quite clear that there are serious concerns about what they're doing over there. And the ACLU told us that any government entity that's thinking about entering a contract with MTC should be paying really close attention to what they're doing in this migrant crackdown and taking that seriously.
Was the Australian government aware of some of the concerns coming out of America before they awarded the contract here to MTC?
Yeah, it's a really critical question and something we're still trying to unravel. So we know that they were aware of some concerns, and this is obviously, this predates this current Trump ICE crackdown, but they do have a long and troubled history in the US, stretching back many, many years. So they've faced a whole range of court cases, alleging things like bribery in Mississippi, alleging that they had been involved in really egregious security failures that allowed for the gang rape of a woman in one of its facilities, another quite egregious security lapse that allowed an escaped prisoner out who then went on to murder two people. We don't know exactly what Home Affairs knew at the time they began awarding or negotiating with MTC for these contracts in Australia, but that is a really critical question that's being pursued by senators like David Shoebridge in Senate estimates. And to be honest, it's hard to see a situation in which the department couldn't have been aware of this stuff, because it's all available in publicly accessible records. If you're doing due diligence on a contractor for massive contracts, you know, these contracts are collectively worth more than $3 billion. It's not that hard to find, especially in a space where you know you're going to be under immense scrutiny, you know, a space like immigration detention where there is quite intense media focus. There is the potential for really awful things to happen to people who are extremely vulnerable. That level of due diligence you'd assume within the department was quite significant. So it's hard to imagine a situation in which they weren't aware, but that's something we're still pursuing.
Ariel and Chris, as you've said, both been talking to unions and the Greens. What do they want to see happen here in Australia? And could we see the Australian government shift their approach to awarding these contracts?
It's a good question. You know, David Shoebridge, as Chris just alluded to, put some questions to the department just recently in Senate estimates, asking about the due diligence. And, you know, the response from the department was that they undertook all the required due diligence, you know, in accordance with Commonwealth procurement rules. There have been calls from asylum seeker advocacy groups and others for the contract to be ended. You know, they of course have disquiet about the immigration detention system writ large. And if you're going to have a immigration detention system like this and you're not going to run it publicly, there are very few contractors that have the scale and ability to run a center like this. There'd probably only be a handful. So you are picking from a pretty small group, just to recognize that. But certainly there are definitely questions to be asked about oversight and the procurement process and how any of these concerns about MTC's operations in the US were at least addressed or would be supervised ongoing in the Australian system.
The cancelling of the contract, I think, is probably unlikely, but whether there'll be some sort of dialogue between the department and MTC to sort of crack the whip, so to speak, and make sure that they are meeting contractual obligations, I think that's a more likely scenario, yeah.
Ariel and Chris, thank you so much for your reporting on this and for talking to us today.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget.
That was Chief Investigations Correspondent Christopher Norse and Investigations Reporter Ariel Bogle. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.